Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, Daddy Son.
We got a Black Hawk down. We got a Black Hawk down.
I know who I am. I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Everybody's obviously a little bush from all this humping.
Looks like a TKO to me.
Hey, thanks a lot. I'll be here all week. Remember to tip your waitresses.
And that was without even a single drop of rum.
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
You know, only somebody with perfect comedic timing could produce this much energy in one shot.
You are listening to Sack Radio Live with Jason Cuban.
Good evening. Welcome to the last episode of Sack Radio Live airing at 11 p.m. I'm your host, Jason Cuban, and tonight we're talking with, first of all, we're going to bring on a special guest that just agreed to come on at last second, and that is political enthusiast, actor, and author Philip Haddad. He's going to be talking to us tonight a little bit about the current election and what that means for Virginia. And I do have a question to ask him about something I saw in the Washington Post today, so we're going to be getting into that in just a second. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to be talking with Ed Painter. He's the co-founder of the Mr. Ed and Winnie Show. Now, he comes on the program tonight to talk about the show, what you can expect from them, and some samples of their music. Also, we'll tell you where you can go see them and where you can find out more. Tonight, we're also giving away another Sack My Spot year subscription, so you definitely want to call in for that tonight. The studio lines are open, so the number to call is 516-453-9475. Let me give that to you one more time. That's 516-453-9475. So we're going to get into all of this and more tonight. Just remember that the studio chat rooms are open, so you can head on over to radio.spotacop.com and you can interact with us if you do not wish to call in tonight. All right, so without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring on tonight's first guest. Like I said before, he's a political enthusiast. I talked to him about all kinds of politics. All different things politic related, rather. He's also an author. You can check out his book, Ron Paul Speaks. You can get that, I believe, off Amazon. And he's also an actor. Did a couple of movies in his younger years. You can check out Mars Attacks Mount Pleasant. If you can find it, it's an awesome view. You got to watch it. Phil, welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Jason.
I wanted to welcome you for the first time on this show. You've been with us a couple of other different programs that we've done in the past, and just wanted to say thanks for coming on this one. The reason I asked you to come on tonight was because we had a pretty big election, and a lot of things happened. And for those who don't follow what's going on or have a very good knowledge of how our local state government is made up, can you explain the significance of the Democrats winning the two key houses?
Well, yeah, it's very significant. This is the first time in decades that they have the House, the Senate, and the governorship are all under Democrat control. So making some steady gains in the last couple elections, but they haven't had complete control on all three branches. So now they can implement a particular agenda that they've been talking about in their election speeches, presumably carte blanche.
We hear that they're coming for our guns. How realistic is that?
Well, I that depends on who you're listening to. I do think there's going to be a concerted push to make certain guns illegal. I'm not sure exactly how far they can get in that agenda, but that will be a push. I would expect things like banning youth from possessing a firearm. Certain firearms certainly would be banned. Maybe there would be a gun buyback program or something of that nature. Again, I can't predict how well that will go, but it definitely will be an agenda that is pursued, and more likely than ever before in Virginia history.
Now, this is a bit alarming. I read today in the Washington Post that, and this happened right here in our backyard, that there was a case of voter fraud where we have a gentleman who was, I believe he died in 2016 or 2014, but he registered and voted this year. Have you heard about this story yet? I'm going to try to pull this up.
I
have you
did,
heard about that?
Thanks to you, actually.
Okay.
I was perusing your Facebook page before we got to talk today. And, you know, as you indicated on your page, this is not the first time that's happened in Virginia history. I mean, even recently, a former alumni at JMU committed some pretty extensive voter fraud. So it is an ongoing concern and a struggle.
Okay, I think I may have found this, actually, the article that I was referring to. Okay, so it says that, and for those who don't know, I broadcast out of Harrisonburg, Virginia. Now, this story was published it says this was posted October 5th, 2016. Police in Harrisonburg are coming through voter registration forms. Like, no, this is not the right one. Okay, this is the one from earlier when they found that JMU student had, that young man had gotten caught, and he was sentenced to 100 days in jail for his part in the voter fraud. And I believe that was back in 2016, if I'm not mistaken. Do you recall that?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this one says that it was this year, and I'm still trying to find it here, matter of fact, it was last month here. Okay. And it says that basically what had happened was they had one of the clerks in the courthouse had noticed a name that came across of a particular voter who was the father of one of the judges, and she had happened to realize that the judge's father passed away a few years prior. And there was another one here with a gentleman who I believe was a serviceman, and he had, I think he had died in 2014 as well, and he also showed up. And so they're not making any arrests right now, but the fact that this is ongoing and that this has happened, people are arguing that that's not really going to affect the election. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't think that was necessarily the case in this particular election. I mean, the state has been trending blue, period. There's a lot of different reasons for that. There's immigration. There's some Trump blowback. There's a concerted ground game that is just simply better from the Democrat side versus the Republican side. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that, you know, voter fraud is something that we should guard against, and it is a ever-present danger. But these results didn't actually, you know, surprise me. I mean, it was – I think it's a way that the state has been trending, and it's kind of a wake-up call to the Republican Party in Virginia specifically. I mean, there are some – good results actually on election day for the Republican Party in different states. Mississippi, for example, elected all statewide Republicans to statewide office for the first time since Reconstruction. In Kentucky, the Republican governor lost, but he was very unpopular. When I say lost, it's still a contested election, but it appears he lost. But
right,
all the other Republicans, there were numerous Republican wins in that state, including the first African-American, I think it was lieutenant governor. So it's a mixed result to just look at one state and say this is a referendum on a particular political party versus another, or against President Trump. Just a caveat,
When I'm thinking about this, the thing that hits me the most is I'm thinking to myself, well, if this can happen, how much does it happen and how vast is it? So it's something that kind of sits in the back of my mind when we talk about, you know, the implications behind that. And one of the arguments we had today was, like I said, the guy said, it doesn't matter in this election. And while that's true, my rebuttal was just the mere fact that it happens it's going to cause so many people to question whether or not their vote actually counts. And I think that's the bigger picture that, that resonates with me. We are almost out of time for the segment, but I had another question for you. It's been talked about the right and the left, and you know, Democrats, Republicans, but people don't know too often that there are other parties. Can you talk a little bit, just give an overview of what the Independent Party is, the Constitutional Party, and the Libertarians are?
Yeah, and just to clarify, I apologize. In Kentucky, Daniel Cameron was the first black attorney general, Republican, also elected in Kentucky. Yeah, certainly, I think independent is the biggest growing demographic across America. People are kind of sick of the polarization that exists in the two major parties, and there's a number of third parties that have sprung up and are increasing in popularity as well. So the Libertarian Party, of course, continues to pick up seats, albeit smaller elections, mayor, state houses, things of that nature. The Constitution Party, a little bit more right of center than the Libertarian Party, would be another example. The Green Party would be more far left. But they all bring something valuable to the political discourse, and it's not just the same old talking points. I think the most interesting thing in recent political discourse is Justin Amash, one of the most principled constitutionalist politicians in the modern era, a huge fan of Ron Paul, leaving the two-party system. He was Republican, and encouraging other people to follow suit and to really hold people accountable and stop voting for a political party line and start voting for certain principles, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, things of that nature. So I guess in summary, was the election a referendum on a president or a particular party? Well, Virginia went one way, Mississippi went a different way, Kentucky went largely Republican with a mixed result. With the governor. So, you know, 2020 is still up for grabs, I would say, even though it might be trending a little bit blue. But yeah,
right.
I'm glad you brought up that point. The biggest kind of sexy story is that there is an independent in the House, Justin Amash, and a lot of people are demanding that they have more of a voice at the voting box. Whether that is third party rights, independent rights, or ranked voting, where you can vote your top pick, who is your ideal candidate, or your secondary pick, which is more realistic. There's a number of things that are being floated around because people, I think, by and large, are just sick of polarization and only being limited to two party options that are too similar, frankly.
So you had mentioned, I thought you said the Green Party. Did you say that?
Yes.
Earlier? I haven't heard of the Green Party. Can you tell me a little about that?
Yeah, I mean, that would be definitely a left of the center party. Cynthia McKinney, Jill Stein are some of their big presidential candidates, Ralph Nader. In fact, some people would say Ralph Nader is what caused Gore to lose to Bush. You know, whether that's true or not can be debated. But, you know, universal health care, Green New Deal kind of proposals. In other countries, there are a lot more options than just two parties. So you would have a left-of-center party, maybe a more moderate party, a right-of-center party. You might have representation based on the vote totals. So it's not a winner-takes-all, but there would be some kind of representation across the whole population. And these are all things that I think we really need to discuss instead of pitting ourselves against each other based on a political party, working for the common good, getting back our Bill of Rights, and then moving forward from there.
I think that that is that's very sound. I think we are right now, we are in sort of a way, we're in the middle of a civil war, and we don't realize it because if anybody is anybody, they're on Facebook, and you can see it every day. The war is going back and forth between Democrats and Republicans or the left and the right, and it's just, it's astounding because I think what we're doing is we're running ourselves in circles and running ourselves to the ground instead of focusing on that end game and getting somewhere to that goal. And that kind of seems like what's going on in Congress. You know, we have one party that, you know, is doing things because, you know, Trump is pushing stuff through, and you have the other party who is spending their time trying to stop that instead of trying to implement or work with, you know, the opposite party to build a better America. And I'm going to ask you this now. Do you think that since we have less of a divide now in the two houses here in Virginia, that we'll see more progress or a faster decline?
Well, I guess it depends on how you define progress. I think from a spot of cop perspective, one silver lining from a civil libertarian perspective might be more oversight on law enforcement. Hopefully more cries for body cameras, accountability, statistical reporting, things of that nature. But probably a decline on numerous other fronts, from an unborn baby perspective, from a gun rights perspective, from a right to work state perspective, minimum wage increases, which could, you know, eliminate a lot of low skill jobs, things of that nature. I think the silver lining here is that we might finally move away from the trend towards one party rule, which is kind of dangerous. And I think that there's about a year where the Democrats can run hog wild with their agenda, and then we can have a referendum on that agenda, and we can elect a governor from a different party. And I think a good case can be made that we need that checks and balances to be restored with two different parties. And that could, hypothetically, start a trend towards electing other statewide Republicans, which hasn't happened in over a decade. So we'll see. You know, things swing back and forward, and there's a rubber band effect. But, yeah, I appreciate what you're doing with increasing civil discourse between law enforcement and regular civilians, people of all stripes, walks of life, political parties, recognizing that there are third parties. I really appreciate you bringing everyone to the table. And if people could listen to this show and reduplicate that effect across the country, I think it would be a better country going forward.
I have to agree. My second guest has not showed up yet, so if you don't mind hanging out, I've got to take a real quick break here, but then I'd like to ask you some more follow-up questions, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'd be honored.
Awesome, great. Philip Padad, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check out his book, Ron Paul Speaks. You can check that out. I think it's over there on Amazon last time I took a look. But stick around. We have plenty more SAC Radio Live coming back right after this.
Get ready for Project Life Radio right here on SAC Radio Live starting this December. Project Life will air once a week. We'll be devoted to suicide and depression awareness and talking about mental health. Featuring their helpline, you can head over to life.spotacop.com right now and talk anonymously with a mentor or seek support from the group of members just like you on their Facebook group. Project Life, living is for everyone.
We are the Lord. Resistance is futile. When traversing the universe, we are checking to make sure that the Federation is not out there trying to stop us. Spotacop on Facebook.
With Fat Cat Computers shutting down here in Harrisonburg, where are you going to go to get your computer fixed? Well, I have just the answer for you. ComStar Computers and Fat Cat Computers had been teaming up for quite some time now. Well, we're still at it, and we're still here to help you out. Give us a call at 540-388-3085 or visit us on the web at www.comstarcomputers.com. At ComStar, we're not number one, you are.
My son Akarius was murdered in 2005. He was less than 2 years old. I remember the pain and sorrow in my heart, the way I felt, the heaviness, the despair, the discouragement, the sorrow. It seemed like it was going to consume me. I was angry. I didn't know what to do. But luckily, I was able to pull through. What I was feeling was temporary, it seemed permanent. Living is for everyone. If you're battling demons inside and you need someone to talk to, check us out at Project Life, life.spotacop.com, and talk to a mentor anonymously today. Or just get support from the entire group through their Facebook group. Remember, living is for everyone. Project Life.
This is just tuning in. This is SAC Radio Live, and we are talking with Philip Haddad. He is an author, actor, and political enthusiast. He's been on several of the last programs that I've been doing, and this is his first time coming on SAC Radio Live. We've been talking about the election in Virginia as well as at the national level and the impacts and implications of that. And I'd like to go ahead and change our route here and talk a little bit about the big elephant that's in the room, and that is this wonderful thing we're calling the impeachment. First, before we get deep into it, can you please, for my listeners, just give a general overview of what an impeachment is and the basic process?
Yeah. I guess there's a lot of misconception with impeachments. I know, at least in my corner of the world, a lot of people think if a president is impeached, that means that they are removed from office, and that is not the case. An obvious example of that would be Bill Clinton, who was impeached and remained president.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, some people might voluntarily resign, like Nixon did, facing impeachment proceedings. But I think with as far as President Trump is concerned, it's a very partisan vote. So I think the House that is Democrat-led could hypothetically go for impeachment in the House. But the Senate, which is Republican majority, probably will not either pick that up or vote that way. So I think it would be similar at best from the impeachment perspective, be like a Bill Clinton scenario.
Right.
Yeah.
See, and that's the thing that we argued. As a matter of fact, this was today that I argued this very same point. This gentleman came out and he was insulting another person about his understanding of what impeachment meant, and he's called him these really harsh names, and I'm like, dude, you got to calm down. Do you realize you can Google three words, was Clinton impeached, and it would tell you flat out that he was, but he, you know, the reason this man was arguing his point was that Clinton was reelected for a second term. And if you go look on this Google search, again, the words, all you have to search are, was Clinton impeached? And it will tell you the reason why he was able to run again was because the impeachment proceedings for him were delayed because of the Iraq bombing. And so my point here is that we have a lot of arguing and fighting on Facebook because we are not educated as a general populace. And so my go-to phrase lately is put down Facebook and pick up a textbook, because we're not learning enough here. And we're over here arguing dead points. And so I think it's very important for people to understand what you're saying. No, impeachment does not mean you're automatically removed. So what does impeachment mean?
Yeah, so, you know, impeachment is where the legislative body brings charges against a government official. It doesn't mean that they will be removed, but there can be obvious consequences. So for Bill Clinton, for example, as an attorney, he was disbarred. If the House decides to impeach President Trump and the Senate does not, I'm not sure. I think that that'll be as far as it goes. And then it's up to the voters to decide whether they overplayed their hands. For example, you know, with Bill Clinton, the voters thought that the Republicans overplayed their hands. They thought that was not justification for impeachment, and Bill Clinton increased his popularity and increased Democrat wins at the polls. So, you know, you kind of see this in some of President Trump's tweets, where he's kind of goading the Democrats into impeachment, ironically, because there's a theory that that would actually help him in the polls, because if it's a less than stellar reason for impeachment, it, it seems like it's a partisan game, and you know the politicians aren't going about the people's business, then it could actually go in his favor. That's one theory.
That makes sense. I've heard people use the phrase, he's giving them enough rope to hang themselves with, and I think that we're seeing a lot of noose tying. I want to use that analogy. Everybody's tying their nooses right now, and I'm seeing this on an alarming level. But let's focus backward. Let me turn your attention to the big issue in the beginning, where the Democrats wanted to hold the initial, I guess it's a probe in enclosed doors, and would only allow certain testimony and certain evidence. Let's talk about how that is unheard of versus the last two impeachments that we had.
Definitely with Nixon, that's a little bit unheard of. I think with Nixon, there was much more of a bipartisan spirit. I will say with Clinton, there was also some meetings before, you know, the Starr report was published and everything was out in the open.
Right.
Things have become so polarized right now with this election. There's a lot of accusations going back and forth. But just to give some historical context, it's not unheard of for some closed-door meetings, some interviews that are closed off to the public. I guess some people that I respect, even if I don't always agree with them, like Rand Paul, would say, you know, you have a right to face your accuser, you know, under the Sixth Amendment. I think that will happen. I think that there are some political games being played. I'm a huge fan of transparency, of course. So it's tough. I'm not privy to all that information. I know that it has happened in the past. It seems to be happening more. It seems to be more partisan than ever before. But certainly, at some point, the president should be able to face his accusers, and they should be able to bring forth their evidence as well.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to the fact that we're going to actually get to start hearing and seeing what you know they're hearing and seeing. That was a big concern for me. We are out of time for this show. We do have about a minute and a half left. If you want to take a moment to give some shout-outs or give some advice to our youth who are entering the voting age, as they some of them have just recently, what would you say to them?
Well, I think it's important. I think that that's an opportunity in a nonviolent way, which doesn't always happen in other countries across the world. To make your opinion known. I think that it's important to know that there are more than just two options. There are more than just the options available on the ballot. You always have a right to vote third party. If that's not on the ballot, you always have a right to do a write-in campaign. Nick Freitas, one of the most impressive delegates that exists in Virginia, it looks like he just won a historic write-in campaign to retain his position as delegate. That's a very powerful thing. If we all work together, we can accomplish those kind of goals. We can elect people that we believe in, hopefully that support the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And, yeah, just be informed. Don't just listen to partisan hacks. Don't just listen to the talking heads in media or the political parties. Listen to independent media, people like Jason that provide a medium where he brings all – groups together.
I really appreciate that shout out there, man. Thank you very much. Everybody, thanks. Want to thank Phil Dad for being on the show tonight. Make sure you check him out again. His book is called Ron Paul Speaks. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of SAC Radio Live.
Let me slide my hand right here. Tell me if this feels weird for you. 'Cause baby, there's nothing to fear. Maybe for you, I'm just the other guy. If my one in you is wrong, then please be sure to kiss me goodbye. Got all night to ride. Let this moment be our guide. Yeah, baby, let me come inside. And
that was Baran Dennis. We were supposed to have Mr. Ed and Winnie from Mr. Ed and Winnie Show on tonight. Unfortunately, they were unable to make it. I do want to just point out a couple of things about them and maybe send you their way. First of all, you can check them out at Mr. Ed and Winnie Show, and that's M-I-S-T-E-R, Mr. spelled out, Mr. Ed and Winnie, that's W-I-N-N-I-E, show.com. And there you can check out some of their music that they do, and you can see how you can go about hiring them or booking a show with them. It's really cool because this isn't what you would think, okay? This is a group of senior citizens that got together and created this interactive music show that they tour up and down the East Coast with. And since that time, they brought on other instrumentalists and other vocalists and just musicians all around. It's really fantastic to see these guys in person. It's not anything that you would expect. Let's see here. Along with, of course, Mr. Eddie, he plays bass and vocals. He actually plays a little bit of everything. He plays the guitar as well. Then you have Winnie. She's keyboard and vocals, and she's a fantastic keyboard player. You can check out her video right on their front page of their website. That's, again, Mr. Ed and Winnie Show.com. And then, of course, they brought Joy in. Now, Joy is an amazing vocalist, but check this out. She plays a full range of instruments, flute, clarinet, trumpet, guitar, piano, sax, bass. The list goes on and on and on. You can also check out some of her stuff that she's done with them since she's been on board. All that's at Mr. Ed and Winnie Show. That's M-I-S-T-E-R. Ed, E-D, and Winnie, W-I-N-N-I-E, show.com. And you can see just how much people enjoy the show, because in the video you can see them cutting up with their guests and their audience. So it's really, really neat to see. Make sure you check them out. And click over on the contact page, because there is a special portal there where you can talk to them live on their website. So that's awesome. Again, that's the Contact Us page. All right, well, I want to go back over just a little bit about what we were talking tonight on the show. We had Philip Haddad. Now, Philip was the go-to political expert that we had on The Final Fault, which was a show I did with Jamie Potts back in 2015, 2016. And then he was also on the CIMC music show with me a couple of times. I believe he came on the Street Beast Fight Talk Live show with me. He has been on the Real Talk with Jason, Jamie, and Richard, and Stand Up For Your Rights. He's been featured at so many different shows. The man has a non-biased point of view. He knows how to look at the issues from the left and the right and takes a good approach at dissecting what we see in the news every day. So if you want to see more from Philip Haddad, you can actually check out his movie. He's been in two movies, but the one that I'm going to point out to you is Mount Pleasant Attacks Mars. And now this is a cult classic film because it was done on a budget of $2,000, I believe. It was $2,000 or less. And an entire town got together and donated everything, including the acting. And it's a great movie. Check that out. You got to Google it. I'm sure you can find it somewhere. It is a gem if you can find it. Now, his book, Ron Paul Speaks. This is what he calls, I think he said the A to Y. It's not an A to Z. It's an A to Y. It's light reading. It's something that you don't read front to back. You read a passage here and there. It's famous quotes from Ron Paul, who was a fantastic and well-respected politician, and his son Rand Paul following in his footsteps. So, again, check out Ron Paul Speaks by Philip Haddad. That's P-H-I-L-I-P-H-A-D-D-A-D, Philip Haddad. Thank you for tuning in. Next week starts our new airtime. We're going to be running our show at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard as opposed to 11 o'clock. We finally got a chance to move into a good time slot. We're going to go ahead and take it. So make sure you tune in early next week. And we're going to be talking with the administrators, the president of Project Life over here. It's a Spot a Cop sister site that we created that is geared towards anti-suicide and depression. So you can check that out more next week at 6:30. She's going to come on here. She's going to talk about what Project Life is, how it's there to help, the different services they have, including the all-new website, which features an awesome helpline that you can go in anonymously and talk to a mentor and just get basic advice, support, have someone listen to you if you need to talk to somebody. It's an awesome group. I highly recommend you head over to Facebook and check that out. But you can also check them out at life.spotacop.com. That's how you get to their website, and you can navigate to the Facebook page from there. Life.spotacop.com. Project Life. Life stands for Living is for Everyone. And I shared my story on the ad here about my troubles and my obstacles, I guess you would say, and how, you know, I was at that verge at one point. I wanted it to end it all. And I would have loved to have had a place like this that I could just anonymously go 24 hours a day and talk to somebody. It would have helped me out so much. So I'm glad that we have founded this thing and that it's up and running and available to the public. So be sure to check that out. That's life.spotacop.com. And if you want to become a member, we want to hear from you. Check out Melissa Williams. You can click on the president of Spotacop, I believe it's called, or the mentors page, and you'll get contact information for all the admins. So hit her up and let her know that you're interested in becoming a mentor or a staff member, and she'll get with you and get that worked out. That's about all I have for you tonight. Thank you again for tuning in. I'm going to run my ads one more time, and I'll give our sponsors a little bit of recognition. But before I go, I do want to tell you that I'm in talks with Mike Donovan over at Nexus and see if we can't do something to work together with them and try to build something bigger out of the two different entities. So hopefully I can work something out with him. He's had a busy week. Earlier this week he was in California with litigation, and then this week he's playing the dad role. So we'll talk with him on Monday and see what happens. But check out nexushelps.com to learn more about Nexus. Have a great night, and we'll see you next week right here on SAC Radio Live.
Get ready for Project Life Radio right here on SAC Radio Live starting this December. Project Life will air once a week. We'll be devoted to suicide and depression awareness and talking about mental health. Featuring their helpline, you can head over to life.spotacop.com right now and talk anonymously with a mentor or seek support from the group of members just like you on their Facebook group. Project Life, living is for everyone.
resistance is futile. Blanche reversal of the universe. We are checking to make sure that the Federation is not out there trying to stop us. Spot a cop on Facebook.
With Fat Cat Computers shutting down here in Harrisonburg, where are you going to go to get your computer fixed? Well, I have just the answer for you. ComStar Computers and Fat Cat Computers had been teaming up for quite some time now. Well, we're still at it, and we're still here to help you out. Give us a call at 540-388-3085 or visit us on the web at www.comstarcomputers.com. At ComStar, we're not number one, you are. My son Akarius was murdered in 2005. He was less than 2 years old. I remember the pain and sorrow in my heart, the way I felt, the heaviness, the despair, the discouragement, the sorrow. It seemed like it was going to consume me. I was angry. I didn't know what to do. But luckily, I was able to pull through. What I was feeling was temporary, it seemed permanent. Living is for everyone. If you're battling demons inside and you need someone to talk to, check us out at Project Life, life.spotacop.com, and talk to a mentor anonymously today, or just get support from the entire group through their Facebook group. Remember, living is for everyone. Project Life.